An important feature of Cochrane Systematic Reviews is that they are living documents. They can be revised to include the findings from recent research. This has been done for the Cochrane Review of one of the commonest types of painkiller for one of the commonest types of pain. Here's Pepin Roelofs from Rotterdam in the Netherlands to tell us more.
Well, we performed an update of the Cochrane Review on NSAIDs for low back pain. People who suffer from low back pain, a usually benign and self-limiting disease, often use NSAIDs. NSAIDs is the abbreviation of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and are drugs that have both analgesic as inflammation-quelling potential. One of the main reasons we updated the original review was the availability of new evidence on the effectiveness of COX-2 selective NSAIDs. The selective NSAIDs were developed in the past 2 decades to inhibit specifically those enzymes that cause inflammation and pain, and therefore should cause less side effects in the stomach and intestines than traditional ones. In this review, we included 65 studies evaluating the efficacy of NSAIDs for low back pain, covering over 11,000 patients suffering from low back pain without a specific underlying reason. 80% of the 15 newly added studies was considered of high methodological quality. Overall, only 42% was considered high quality. 8 of the new studies evaluated the efficacy of selective COX-2 inhibitors. In regard to pain relief and global improvement, we found that for patients with acute and chronic low back pain without sciatica, the short-term use of NSAIDs is more effective than treatment with a placebo, although the effects were small. Besides, the patients using NSAIDs used less additional painkillers, but more patients experienced side effects. For patients with sciatica, there's no evidence that NSAIDs are more effective than placebo. NSAIDs and paracetamol, or acetaminophen, were equally effective at relieving acute low back pain, but paracetamol had fewer side effects. Also, between NSAIDs and other drugs, physiotherapy or spinal manipulation, equal effects were found. NSAIDs in combination with muscle relaxants or B vitamins do not seem to provide more benefits than NSAIDs alone. Furthermore, there does not seem to be a specific type of NSAID which is clearly more effective than others, including COX-2 selective inhibitors. Selective NSAIDs were associated with fewer gastrointestinal side effects. In the near future, there is a need for evidence on the effectiveness of NSAIDs for patients with sciatica, and more valid data are needed from large epidemiological studies of NSAID side effects.
That was Pepin Roelofs from Rotterdam, one of the authors of the updated Cochrane Review of Non-Steroidal Anti-Inflammatory Drugs for Low Back Pain. If you would like to find out more about the trials in this review, or about other treatments for low back pain that have been investigated in Cochrane reviews, go to www.cochrane.org.